What did you wear around the house? Or just, you know?
Oh, I just wear shirt and pants.
But when you went into town?
we never, when I was a small boy, we never go to town except go to church on Sunday, that's all.
You talking about from here to Lavenderville?
Yeah.
That's how far?
A mile and a quarter mile. I didn't go out too much until I was about 17 years old. We didn't have the money first.
Where'd you go to school?
Right here in Lavenderville.
There was a high school here?
Yeah. Grammar and high together.
You started school in the
first grade. Went up to 11.
Yeah. What time of year was school, like, was it late?
Stop.
Yeah.
Same time was about June, end of May, June, and start back in September.
Okay, and it was about 4 o'clock was when school was.
3 o'clock, 3:15.
For the day, it would.
Yeah, stop at 3:15.
Uh-huh.
And it would start about 8:30.
Yeah. Did you ever go to school? School and didn't show up. What did they say a boy was doing?
I see that.
When you went off to school and didn't show up.
I don't think boys would, or even girls would, leave their house and don't go to school. It's not like today.
Yeah.
You'd get the hell beat out of you if you come home the parents find out about you.
Get a
whip. Get a whip, man. With a paddle or a rope.
Or dad would take his
belt off, or his strap, his razor strap.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know, the children of that time, not because I was raised at that time, I'm saying that. But they were either raised better or, well, they didn't have the opportunity to be bad like it is today. Today, your child leaves home and an hour after, he might be 60 miles away. But there was no way that you could have done that when I was small. First thing, you didn't have cars. And in an hour, the most you could have gone is about 3 miles from the house. And you had to run. But at that time, people didn't go out. But we didn't have nothing to go out for. Here in Lavenderville, we had a dance on Thursday. And we might go to Tibet on Saturday when I got to be 17, 18 years old and I started driving. But my dad was always fortunate enough that he wasn't a rich man. But he always had his car since 1926 with Abaco. And he always managed that he could burn me a car because I would bring my three sisters out with me, you know. And we'd come in about it. And in dance we'd go, they'd finish 11:30, quarter to 12, or 12 o'clock, and by 12:30 we'd be home.
How did you meet your wife in that time?
I think I just met her in a dance in Lavenderville here after World War II. I saw her coming one day, and I saw her, and I asked her for a date, and she said, okay, so I picked her up. We've been going ever since.
You started?
When I came back from overseas. I didn't know her before I went overseas. Naturally, she's 8 years younger than me. I was a little older.
You were coming back from dance?
No, I saw her in the town. She was knocking, or she was working in the store. And I had danced with her a couple of times, you know, to try dances, and I asked her if she had a date. At Sandy, she told me no, so I told her I'm going to pick her up. And we started going out more and more together. You know?
Say a boy was at a party and he saw a girl leaving by herself, he'd say, or he wanted to go.
But mostly.
To go home with a girl, he'd say, can I?
Mostly where we made out, I would say our dates is at a dance. I said Thursday night, I see a girl I want to go out with. I said, well, how about it? She was at the dance at that time. I asked her for a date beside the night. You understand? Okay. If I go out this Sunday, well, I'd ask for a date for Sunday night. But it's very seldom we went out Saturday and Sunday of the same week.